Oh, shit. I didn't finish pouring my beer. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to True Story Bro Live.
Yay! I still haven't gotten to figure this out yet, so, yeah.
I know. You'll get back to it again. Anyway, we are your hosts, as you already know our names. Thank you for everybody who's watching on Twitch and everybody who's watching on YouTube, even though we just turned on. But we'll see some of you on. We already see one. We probably know who it is. but anyway, we...
This is the intervention episode. Echo Ninja, we got a problem. You pouring beers and shit. No,
really? Wow.
I'm fucking with you, dog. You know what I do.
Yeah, well, you know the one thing I didn't do, though?
What?
Well
done.
What's up, everybody? What's going on, gentlemen? How you been doing?
Chilling stuff.
Doing all right, man. How's it going?
Chilling like a villain, sipping on penicillin. Probably going to die soon, but hey, living life right now.
That's right. But it's all good. You drink a penicillin, you bet it off to the next guy.
Yeah, you right about that.
Yes,
all right. So, how's the search going, Scourge of the internet?
Still scourging through the internet, but that's about it. I've been finding jobs like a fucking job finder that doesn't find jobs. I don't know. I'm losing out here, nigga. But it's all good. But you know, I'm trying to make do. I'm about to sell some old equipment. See if I can get some dough for it. That's what stage I am right now. Had a couple of other jobs saying, hey, we want you. Yeah. And then it's like, then them niggas disappear and shit.
As usual. Wow.
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like when you were single and then once you had all these like prospects not being around, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as you get in a relationship, it's like everybody and the mother want to fucking talk to you. So I need a job Wednesday. That's what
you starting to get the I need a job Robinson look.
That's right. I was like, something's wrong. What's up? Ah, need
a job.
Fucking love it. Oh man.
I need hoodie.
Yes, yeah. I do. But yeah, I was doing some freelance joint right now, but then these motherfuckers are acting stupid. I get people who agree to be like, yeah, we want to hire you for this date. And then they just fucking disappear like your income tax money. And the shit ain't awesome. And it happened to me. Ouch. It happened to me twice. I was supposed to get at least like 1500. And both of these mofos disappeared. And I did not like it.
Lame.
Very lame. And now these mugs are like, hey, we'll put your business on hold because we ain't got no bread. I said, that makes two of us, nigga. He was like, don't you understand the prospect of the business? I don't get paid. You don't get paid. Ain't no, that about
don't.
A...
Right? They don't understand shit.
They do not. Words fall off their ears like alphabet cereal falling off a head. Yep.
Okay. What about you, Black Caesar? What's been going on?
Well, as you can see, I've been pretty busy in the freelance world. I mean warehouse world as well. But you know, I'm getting a lot of good, you know, business my way. The Tina Turner shirts are really like, you know, popping from, you know, all corners of the world. So I'm real pleased about that.
Nice, nice.
So, hey, man, bring on the business. I'm ready.
I know, right? He's like, give me the money.
Exactly. Yes. Give me all the money. Why at it? Give me your chicken savings account too.
don't press your luck.
That's all right. That's a robbery. Is it for? Oh, the dream.
That's right. B and E and robberies go together like PB, J and cheese.
What?
I needed a rhyme. It was a force, but I'm desperate, nigga. I'm desperate. No.
I'm gonna sing that shit on my first robber. You best believe that. I'm gonna sing that shit. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Oh my god. Uh oh. Wait. What's this? What's this?
What happened? God damn it. Holy shit.
He heard he do it.
That's right, dude. He needs a job. Robinson.
How evil.
Oh my gosh. But so what about you? Oh, looks like man has no nickname, has a new nickname today.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Felix. Felix Exhausted.
Felix Austin. That's right, Felix Austin right here. Felix Austin.
Yeah,
man.
It's still this day does not beat Oprah Winfrey. That was a game changer. That one, I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that.
Yes, you did, sir. Yes, and you know what? You know what? I can't think of a name, so you know, might as well just have different names, right?
Might as well.
Might as well.
Might as well, Craig.
Might as well, Craig. You know what we have to do now for Chris? We have to get his face and then just change the name, so he has a limited edition. So he has different names all the time.
Oh, detail.
For real, we really do have to do that.
That's pretty
cool. But on tonight's episode, we are pondering the question, who is the best fictional treasure hunter?
That's not what it says culture. Right there. I was about to say, who's the best treasure hunter? Not me, nigga. I can't find no treasure right now. The only thing I can treasure is my sleep, and I can't even treasure that.
Well, that's why I'm clarifying. We are wondering who is the best fictional treasure hunter in pop culture. And there are a lot of them, as I've been told about one that I complete my own fiance had to tell me who what's his name? Briscoe County Jr. was. I was like, and when she showed me the picture, I was like, oh shit. Fucking Bruce Campbell up in
that's,
this one.
That's right. It was short lived, but he was legendary.
It was one season, like 20 something episodes or something like that.
That's right. That was 20 something episodes. That was before motherfuckers started striking the first time.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so
buttons.
Yeah, that too. So we got our, you know, our little list of people here. We got, of course, Henry Jones Jr., a.k.a. Indiana Jones.
The dog was named Indiana.
We have Laura, the tomb. We have Junior. Nathan from Uncharted.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. We have Richard O'Donnell from The Mummy.
Richard O'Connell. Hmm.
They spelled it O'Donnell. Thank you. O'Connell.
One said O'Connell.
Benjamin Gates from National Treasure. And Captain Jack Sparrow from The Pirates. Shut the fuck up, Al.
He said treasure hunter.
So
you forgot Tia Carrera. The Relic Hunter.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Yo,
that is so obscure.
I actually forgot that.
Exactly.
He said.
He'll find the Fountain of Youth before he finds that.
Oh
yeah, for real. All right, so we're gonna go by the personality of all these characters and all the things that they have found. And were they successful?
Did you say Nathan Drake?
Yes, I did. Nathan Drake.
Just making sure I heard that.
Yeah. And basically, we're gonna go by the personalities of these characters, like you know, how good of a person they were, all this other shit, and how they interacted with other people in their travels.
All these niggas were questionable.
That's why we're gonna find out who was at least the best out of the least of them. Like I said, the artifacts, we're going to go through the artifacts and if they were successful in actually doing what their job entailed them to. So we're going to start with Henry Jones Jr. So I'm going to go around the room right here. I'm going to start with Black Caesar. Oh, you son of a bitch. How'd you get in here? Okay, so Black Caesar with Indiana Jones.
Yes.
So we're going to go with personalities first.
Okay.
So give me, I'm pretty sure you've seen most of the movies, right? All you needed to see was one movie to really figure out the type of personality he has.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I'm minus one. I'll get to it eventually, obviously online.
This nigga, I hate him so much right now. I hate him. Okay, so Henry Jones Jr., go.
Yes. Okay, so needless to say, he was the first treasure hunter that I grew up with and that I ended up absolutely, you know, digging. I mean, he's the best. Personality-wise, he's definitely... I guess you can say he's headstrong. He has a bit of stubbornness to him, but he also is very passionate about his craft. You know, he's fond of archaeology. He's always into, you know, discovering the secrets of like certain items and artifacts of or relics of different time periods and. Which leads to his, you know, many adventures that almost get his ass killed. But that's kind of the point, right?
Now, here's a question. Would you call him a womanizer?
Well, let's see. Well, I guess maybe to some degree. I mean, but I guess to some degree. I mean, he has been with a different chick in every movie, right? So, yeah.
Oh, he's been with one chick in two movies. I would say.
Once you get two movies? Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure he's had his fair share. I mean, hell, it didn't take him long to fall for the, was it the undercover Nazi chick in Temple? Was it in The Last Crusade?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't The Last Nazi, though.
is it ever The Last Nazi? Is it ever?
Never.
Shit. I was shocked when I heard there was a Soviet involved in the fucking...
Crystal Skull?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
wasn't he married?
I was. Yes, he was. Yes, he did get married in the Crystal Skull.
Yes.
And well, I don't want to spoil Dial of Destiny.
Oh, did you watch it?
I have.
I have. Cool.
Oh, you did.
You have as well. Okay. So yeah,
I definitely watched it myself. As well.
It was good. It was good. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah,
okay. It was the one summer blockbuster I actually enjoyed this year.
Really?
Wow.
Did you see Mission Impossible?
I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
No. Oh, well, other than Mission... Well, Mission Impossible was good, though I had some problems with it. But we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. would you say that Indiana Jones is not a... thoughtful planner? I'm going to throw this question to Sir Wednesday.
He plans as he goes because you can only plan but so much. Being as a professor, one of the most dangerous professors ever. And in my fucking opinion,
I mean, yeah,
because only a nigga who goes out hunting for old shit has no problem murdering motherfuckers in front of his father, but has the nerve to come back and give a nigga a D minus. That's a cold hearted motherfucker, in my opinion.
So you can kind of say he's unhinged.
He can be, but he's willing to do what he needs to do when he needs to do it. Is he a womanizer? A plus. Yes, he is. Because what's going to make this man fight harder? Nothing but the power of P-U-S-S-Y.
Yeah. Oh, damn straight. Okay, so Felix.
It belongs in a museum.
Speaking of that, for a person who loves history and a person who is so headstrong on making sure that the artifacts stay within its cultural boundaries, why does he say it belongs in a museum when he never puts anything in a museum? Felix?
I don't know. I mean, do they ever show him, like, keeping it, though? Like, does he still keep the artifacts? I never realized if he did or not.
No, he says he belongs in a museum, but they always end up in Warehouse 13.
I mean, yeah.
Which is not a fucking museum.
It's a museum of sorts.
Yeah, well, nobody can see.
Well, here's the thing with that. You got to understand that, you know, people are still going to be after this thing no matter what. Yeah, so as soon as he's able to get his hands on it, boom, Warehouse 13.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it goes into a museum, at this point, instead of looking for it, you know where it is, and it's going to be a target for sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's hilarious? Shouldn't have gone
to the museum in the first place. Them niggas stole it first.
Right.
Now, since basically Indiana Jones is considered kind of like the first of the treasure hunters, since this guy was like doing shit since the 1930s, would you consider him a successful treasure hunter?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, because
he gets the job done. It may take he may roundabout it. He may like straight line. This is where I need to go. But then he's like, then he's there. He gets there eventually. And then if not, we wouldn't have our wild and crazy adventures. And we're gonna talk about the treasure of my foot in the roundhouse's ass when I see him.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Anyway, because I just read what that was.
Yeah. they'll put that motherfucker in the museum. It's like, oh, shit. It'd be crikey, it's the man with the foot in his ass.
Okay, one last question about his personality. Do you think that he is a danger to his colleagues and friends?
Always.
Always.
Absolutely. Yes.
The thing is, because of his plans deviating all the time, motherfuckers get caught up. They'll be like, yo, stay right here. No problem. And the next thing you know, the plan changes. And then Marcus or somebody else gets fucking taken up because, oh, shit, now we got Dr. Jones. Mm-hmm. Trust me, if he was around the time of the text message, much like a lot of fucking different movies, things would have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana Jones, The Untouchables. I would have been like, that nigga is not a cop. He would have looked at it like, where, for real?
End of movie.
He would have been like, dude would have turned around. Uh-oh. I would have shot that motherfucker in the face like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Okay, so with the artifacts that he has come in contact with, let's start with the Ark of the Covenant, which I've realized is his most frightening of the artifacts that he's ever encountered. And he literally talks about it in every one of his movies.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Which literally has the power of God in it.
Right.
Then
I call it the bad breath machine.
So and then
this nigga's be like, huh?
That I would you now I would consider that like literally the number one of his best artifacts. What would you guys consider his number one best artifacts in all of the movies that you've seen?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but that new artifact that he had in the last joint was
the Dial of Destiny.
The Dial of Destiny was fire.
Yeah. Oh, especially what it did. That was crazy though.
Yeah, the Dial of Destiny is dope because you basically get fucking travel time. So.
Oh shit! I had a feeling.
Come on now.
It's a dial.
Dial of Destiny is talking about, and it's like literally a time lock, clock.
It's a timepiece, yeah.
Yeah. That was the way it looked, the way it was put together, because it was in pieces. It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope. And then to kind of witness the origin of how it came about, you know, you kind of understand and just see like, you know, what is going to happen in the rest of the film. But a lot of it was like kind of like, it threw you off a bit, especially towards the ending. I'm definitely not going to ruin that, but definitely worth watching.
Thank you for not roundhousing it up. See, I did. I could play that game too, bitch, motherfucker.
Black Caesar, what is your number one artifact that he has collected?
I'm gonna go straight from my favorite one, which is the Temple of Doom. The Lingam, if I'm saying.
The stones.
Yes. Oh, yes. Shit. Absolutely, man. Dude.
The nigga got my face. Sir Wednesday, what would you name your favorite artifact of Indiana Jones?
As much as I love, with the exclusion of the fifth one, of course, I don't know. I loved all those movies, but the Last Crusade, the fucking the Holy Grail it was a fucking great story, and the whole thing about it basically is what I loved about it. You got the origin of him. You got the origin of why he is the way he is. With his dad, all that stuff, and him just trying to be that treasure hunter, but having that, you know, that different style about him, because he loved the history from his father, but that dude who chased him and he made that daring escape, the one with the hat, he was like, I want to be what that guy does. So even in that movie where his dad was like, this is archaeology?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, his dad was in complete shock because if his dad knew, he would have got that. He didn't would have known. He skipped the page on bodying niggas without remorse before you go back. He's like hunting with extreme prejudice.
Indeed.
Yes, but his father was more on the archaeologist side, where he didn't venture out as much. The only reason why he ventured for the Grail was because that was the thing he coveted most, as far as a treasure hunter. Plus, he had been persuaded by Nazi vagina, much like his son. So, so my nigga wanted to go zig hell on the pussy. Anyway,
A man was obsessed.
Shit. All right. So.
Once you go schmarchsticker, you never have a fartsticker.
That's the clip.
Oh, man.
That's the promo.
Roundhouse, you hear that? That's the clip. Better make one.
Oh my god.
So the next one that we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be doing Benjamin Gates. aka the national treasurer.
Oh, Kevin Gates?
Kevin Gates. Oh, shit.
He's got one for the love, one for the plug. That's why we didn't get the third one.
I fucking hate you, bro.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, no. I'm going to wait for him for his thing. We're going to go to Nathan Drake. Uncharted. And let's see. So Wednesday.
That's me.
What? Give me the pros and cons of Nathan Drake's personality.
He's not quite big for the ladies like Indiana Jones is, mm-hmm. even though it does come up. He's the luckiest unlucky person that I know as far as treasure hunting, because he's always finding himself in some shit. The only other person that has that in this list is Captain Jack, but he has a Buzz Lightyear approach to shit. He's like, we're not flying, we're falling in style. So, but Drake, what's great about him, he's always prepared, much like Indiana. He's not afraid to use the fisticuffs. He's not afraid to use the weaponry. And he has a wealth of knowledge. And he's definitely one of those people that came off the shoulders of giants. If there would be no Indiana Jones, there would be no Nathan of the Drakes.
Very, very eloquent with your words.
That's right. Sometimes I'm just a naughty dog. See what I did there? I won.
There we go.
I won. You're welcome.
So
Scourge.
So here's a question for Nickname. Would you consider him a successful treasure hunter?
Negative.
Tell us why.
Now, a lot of the times, I mean, with all of these treasure hunter movies and games and all this shit, the stories, we have the treasure hunter, and then you have the motherfucker that's looking for the treasure as well. The bad guy, the villain, you know? Mm-hmm. For some reason, they always lose the item for at least a day or two and then go back for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it too, it's similar to like the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So normally Nathan, at the end of anything that he does, he ends up not being able to accomplish what he can. All the way until something just randomly happens and then the shit is just donated. He might stay with a doubloon or two in his pocket, but other than that, he does not. He pretty much is like not successful. I feel.
So I would agree. He was very successful failure.
Yes. He has his moments, but again, I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing like pretty much everybody else. He is successful in a way, but majority of times he's not, because he's always losing the shit or someone is always beating him to the punch first and he has to fight his way to get through everything.
Got you.
Okay. All right. So with that said, Black Caesar, do you think Nathan Drake has capable acquaintances? Do you think they're capable, and do you think they're reliable?
I guess that's kind of a half and half situation, and this is coming from someone who unfortunately has not had the privilege or pleasure of playing this. But I've caught some gameplay, via YouTube. Thank you, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could say he's got like a good network. you know, it's like, you know, some good, some bad, and, you know, others have, you know, questionable motives, but that's just like with any other, you know, crew. You're going to have some, you know, you're going to have some oddballs in there. Yeah. But other than that, it helps, you know, further his progress and, you know, what he needs to get.
Okay. And,
you know, also makes him a little wiser, if that's possible.
That's what's up. I'm glad, by the way, you did your homework. Even though you didn't play it.
Yeah, you know, I felt that was appropriate.
So, Black Season, would you say, being that you didn't have a firsthand experience with the game, your skills were somewhat uncharted?
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
It's gonna happen.
It is gonna happen. I know it.
And yes.
Yeah, you freeze frame.
Oh, shit.
Well played.
Thank you. Right. I'll be here all week because that don't fucking work.
You the only true American here, man. You.
So,
just like Steve Rogers, I ain't have a real job after a while either.
So is it okay to say, despite Black Caesar, is it okay to say that you two are familiar with the things, with the artifacts that he's had or tried to find? Hello, the other two people besides Black Caesar.
If he was concentrating on finding Jack and shit, he would be the hunter extraordinaire. But
I said, are you familiar with the items?
Oh yeah,
like with just from the top of your head, are you familiar with all the items that from all the games?
Yeah, it's the found it and lost it, the had it, the had it and lost it again. I would have had it if not been for this nigga.
Okay. Know. Okay.
You know the usual.
I got you. So, we got El Dorado, which was his first. And then, let's see. We got, what is this one? We got something that looks like the Ashanti dagger. we got the cipher disc. We got the tusk of...
You got the cipher sounds, too?
Yeah, I got the cipher sounds. Oh, this is going to be a bust because you guys probably have not... are you... You guys are probably not familiar with all of his artifacts.
No, you know what? Because I don't got no PlayStation. I got an Xbox, and you know what I could do with it?
But you know what? You got a computer, and you got no job, so you could have looked at the goddamn thing on YouTube, yeah, motherfucker.
His main goal was always to find
and preserve
the sunken treasure for the most part. So El Dorado, right. The Lost City of El Dorado.
Yeah.
The second one he was looking for, the location of Marco Polo's fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, he was looking for the lost cities of Iram of the Pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was the treasure of Pirate Henry Avery.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's always sunken treasure that he's looking for.
Right. It's not a specific like thing that he's looking for. He's looking for sunken treasure.
And he, like Indiana Jones, does want to preserve this in it, but he wants the credit.
Right, he does.
Yeah, he wants the credit, but he also wants to preserve the artifacts. He wants it to be donated to, you know, museums and things like that, but he also wants the fame and the fortune that comes behind it as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right, pause. What the fuck is that, Wednesday?
Oh, so remember how a while back you gave me that camera that was...
Not really pause, Black Caesar. But yes, I remember the camera
did,
I gave you.
Did he freeze or did he show his paws? Which one was it?
He did both. He went like this.
Double puts. So yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, yeah. So this show takes tapes, and I'm like, well, it has an SD card, so maybe the shit should work. And of course it didn't. He said, oh yeah, the SD card only works for taking pictures on it. So I'm like, what the fuck am I taking pictures of this big ass camera for, dummy? So I went online.
Dummy.
So I went online, and I figured out that I could possibly do something. You know me, I always figure some shit out.
Yeah.
So what I did was I found that if I got this AV adapter to this capture card stick to this what's the name? To this USB to USB C, I could run this into this portable battery and basically view whatever the camera is viewing and load it through this app. There's this app called USB camera. So basically recording directly to the phone from the camera, making it actually useless.
That's dope.
That's hard.
Oh yeah. Shit.
So fucking inspecting gadget over here.
Huh?
This is
what'd you say?
That's what happens when you have free time.
Exactly. Actually, I was working on this for months and I didn't have the time. And one day I was like, you know what? I ain't got no job. I might as well finish this shit.
Oh, shit.
It was missing one piece.
Too bad you're not getting paid for that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting paid to suffer for the
crime. Ouch.
Yeah.
But what's dope is if I pay for it, which I'm not going to do, I can stream directly from the phone, recording from the camera to the internet.
Dope.
That's pretty cool, man. That's
Maybe when we actually get into a space and stuff, we can actually use that.
That's right.
And pay for the services.
Your services. just wanted to let you know.
All right. Well, the next one is it's a lot because she had a lot of fucking video games and like three movies. And I don't know if I'm going to get all of those artifacts, but we're going to go with Lara Croft next. The Tomb Raider.
Right on.
Now,
let's be honest.
I was going to come to you first because I already got those two. What is your take on Lara Croft?
Let's be honest here, okay? I can honestly say that out of all the years of me playing Lara Croft games, Tomb Raider games, I've never not finished not one of them goddamn games.
I haven't either.
You play like the first two or three missions, and then after that, it's like, I'm good, you know?
Mm.
Especially when you get stuck on those parts. The PlayStation 1 days.
I played the recent ones. I finished the recent ones.
Still haven't finished those shits. So
those are fun.
They are cool. I just haven't gotten a chance to finish them.
But the PlayStation 1?
Like, if you go back to like Tomb Raider on PS1, like, I remember there was one spot where you fall into a cave and then you got to do like this half step jump, bounce off the wall, triple flip onto this ledge. And I was like, yo, I can't do this. And I shut the game off. And that shit was probably like the first mission. And I was like, yeah, never again. And I've gone back to it as I've gotten older. And I'm just like, yeah, nope, not happening.
not going dead.
And it's not even like, you know, because I hate the graphics or anything like that. Because I like playing the nostalgic games. I like going back and playing older games. But just it's not going to happen. Even with my found knowledge of games and how I play now.
Right.
No, I still can't accomplish these things. I still haven't finished a whole Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, like you bothered, bro.
Damn, bro.
Holy crap.
What are you, Cortez?
Probably the Crash Racing shit. That's probably the only thing that I've actually finished, but that's nothing that you can really do on that.
Ah, shyster.
Okay, so just from what we basically know of her.
Personality-wise, like what I know about her, She's very slick. She pretty much gets what she wants. She's, you know, straightforward. She's super serious. Everything is planned the fuck out.
You know what I call her? I call her the James Bond of the James Bond of treasure hunting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that, that's fucking hell.
Are you talking about the PlayStation pointy ones?
he's talking about the computer fucking cut diamonds with the shit. With the black cut of titties.
I love seeing people cosplay as that version.
That's great.
It's so funny.
It's like Lara Croft Roblox.
I'm fucking good.
But yeah, literally, she's like James Bond of the treasure hunting world.
Yeah, the movies that came out with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah,
fire. You know what I'm saying? And that only showed us exactly what it was. She felt like Batman to me in those movies. You know what I'm saying?
She was
so like secretive, and she had all these fucking gadgets, and she lived in this big ass mansion. That shit was dope. You know, and that just furthers her story. You know what I mean?
Do you think she is a danger to her associates?
Did she really have anybody though?
She did. She did. She had a few people.
Why did you waste your eye?
But she had more enemies than anything. I mean, some of her associates became enemies. So that kind of shows you. She doesn't really keep good company, except for maybe like a butler and some other niggas. I don't know.
Batman. What did I say?
But also, okay. So I'm not gonna go into all of the goddamn artifacts because it's way too much. It really is. Like this bitch got. Way, way too many. Let's see. She has 17 games and 2 movies. Sorry, 3 movies.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I'm not going through all that shit. But there's one game where you fucking fought a T-Rex.
You're a T-Rex.
Pretty extreme.
Would you even call her a treasure hunter?
Or would you call her a relic hunter?
I mean, it's still treasure.
This nigga trying to get a fast one on you.
I did it again.
I not knocking her though. I mean, she does do the same shit that she's basically a female Nathan Drake, but better.
Right.
She actually gets her job done.
Or would you dare say that Nathan Drake is a male Lara Croft?
That's true. But worse.
Right.
Because he's a person who thinks on his feet. She's a well-planned machine, basically.
Until one of those jungle cats come out and she forget how to use guns. Well, shoot the ceiling! Shoot the ceiling!
So would you consider her a capable treasure hunter?
Well, they wouldn't have made so many fucking games if she was stupid.
No, but as the title of a treasure hunter is, would you consider her one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know why? Because she's had so many goddamn games. If that wasn't the case, they would have had one game and that would have been it. That would have been Laura Winslow?
But she was
Laura Winslow.
She doesn't take any, she doesn't try to take any artifacts, though.
Yeah, because she was more of a like an archaeologist type. You know what I'm saying? She was more just preserving the nature of the shit and just leaving it the way it is.
Right.
So she's basically stopping treasure hunters from, you know, pillaging and taking all the shit and you know, destroying the natural order of wherever the shit was.
So technically, she's a Raider hunter instead of a Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically. About right. But I see your point because thing is, Indiana Jones does the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the only treasure hunter I know who comes from money.
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
I just realized.
You're absolutely right.
Spoiled as hell, but very, very equipped.
Okay, so the next one is literally one of everybody's favorite modern treasure hunters, other than how Indiana Jones was like golden age. So now we're gonna, even though we've did Nathan Drake, Rick O'Connell from The Mummy. And The Mummy 2, and then The Mummy 3, Scorpion King, and The Mummy 4, The Dragon King, The Dragon Emperor, whatever. Anyway.
How dare you mention those?
Listen, bro, they all exist. They all exist. And we have to count even those.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. yes.
Roundhouse, you're right. She is rich, but they're nigga rich. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Okay, so Rick O'Connell.
You shouldn't have mentioned the Scorpion King. He wasn't in that.
I didn't. I mentioned the Mummy 3.
He wasn't in Mummy 3.
He wasn't in Mummy 3.
No, he wasn't in Mummy 3.
Mummy Returns and then the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Yeah, Mummy 3 was...
Was that 3?
Yeah, that was 3.
I thought it was a fourth one.
No.
Okay, nope. Okay, that's my bad.
The fourth one is
that reboot that was trash, too.
I'm not even... No, fuck that Tom Cruise bullshit that tried to start the MonsterVerse.
Oh, God. I refuse to this day.
I was at the premiere of that, and then once they aired it, everybody left.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, I was gassing Tom Cruise in there. I was like, they were like, yeah, we're about to go see the mummy. I said, show me the mummy. And then once the credits rolled, and everybody was like, what the fuck did we just watch? Them niggas is gone. That's the second time that shit happened. The first time was a Hellboy remake.
I mean, are you sure about that? You sure about that?
Dumb nigga is gone.
All right, so Rick O'Connell. I'm gonna get something from every one of you. What's the one thing that you like about Rick O'Connell, Sir Wednesday, and the one motherfucker left?
that he was just. He was just a dude doing this thing. He was a guy who found himself in it. I dare, and this just popped in my head, I dare to say that Rick O'Connell is the John McClane of treasure hunting movies. He's a dude who just found himself in a situation and made the best of it. The only difference is he'd have to drop nobody out of no fucking tower, and he bagged Rachel Weisz. Holla for your boy. Holla for your boy.
That's slick. All right, nickname. What's the one thing that you...
Come to the desert, hunt a few mummies, have a few laughs.
What's the one thing that you like about Rick O'Connell?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay, what's the one thing you don't like about Rick O'Connell?
I can't tell you that either.
Nigga.
So it's been quite some time since I watched the Mummy movies, but from what I vaguely remember, you know, he just always got himself into some shit for no apparent reason, but that wasn't his fault. It's just other niggas that were being greedy, like the dude in the first one,
Benny,
who Benny
deserves what he got. He's right.
When he fucking took the thing, and then you had all that shit happen, and the fucking mummy came out, and then the fucking the scarabs came out and fucked everybody up, and it just unfortunate for him to deal with the shit that he ended up dealing with.
He was actually one of the smartest Americans when they made all the Americans look like dummies, because when they went to go touch that shit. That nigga was like, nope. He was watching Jordan.
Jordan Peele.
He was watching that Jordan Peele shit. That nigga was like, nope. Y'all good.
I mean, he was the first one who actually said that in that movie. So he saw the scarabs. He looked. He was like, nope. And ran off.
Yeah, facts. Yes.
You said, I ain't touching that shit.
Hell no.
Black Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Give us one of your pros on Rick O'Connell. What do you like about him? What's your favorite personality that he possesses that you like?
He doesn't take himself too seriously, and you know, it's almost like he has like fun doing it. I mean, despite the obvious danger mm-hmm. that goes along with it, and his girl fucking up and cursing the end of the world. But I think that's what really like draws us to him, and obviously that's what the director was looking for, which was a real good call because Brendan Fraser, he fits that perfectly. Like he's you can't help but like him. He's a charming dude. He's he's easy to get along with, and he gets brash when he needs to, and has to fuck a motherfucker up, dead or undead. alive or undead. Excuse me.
Right.
But yeah, and I guess as far as cons go, I guess maybe he rushes into things like most, treasure hunters, they, he rushes into things a little too soon and doesn't really get like the whole facts. Like he doesn't like heed the warnings as he should. Like, yeah, why don't you try, listening to what what this medallion or whatever is capable of before you just go charging in guns blazing. But
he's ready now to, here. No, go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
I feel that's one of his big Achilles heels there.
I got you.
But if you think about it, the first one was technically not his fault.
It was
definitely Evie's fault. Evie was like your girlfriend when you're trying to talk shit about somebody and they're near, and she reads the text message out loud that she wasn't supposed to read. And it's like, you must not read from the book. It's like, that shit was real.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man.
Now, here's the thing. Would you... What's this he said? But here's the thing. Would you call him a treasure hunter?
Well, he found treasure on multiple occasions, so he don't go looking for it. But just like I said, he's on some John McClane shit. He's not looking for a fight. He just happens to be there. And when he does, shit gonna go down.
So technically, he's not a treasure hunter.
He's a treasure accidental finder. But but
okay, but so I want to know.
It doesn't have that great ring to it.
But here's the thing. Now here's my take on Rick O'Connell.
Okay.
Like you said, that was perfect what you said, how he's the John McClane of like
treasure
hunters. That's the perfect rendition that you can think of right there. I like that.
Right on.
But I feel, especially in the first movie, he wasn't looking for treasure.
No.
He was there for a war.
He's a mercenary. And,
he was a mercenary
and also an archaeologist. So that's what when he saw the shit that was going on and where they were actually located, that's why he was like hesitant to even walk in or even touch anything. He's like, that don't touch that. I don't think I would touch that if I was you. And then motherfuckers just get fucked with the shit that they touched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acid burns and shit. Oh my god!
Yeah, and the thing is, like, and the thing is, he wasn't really in it for the glory of finding treasure. If people would pay him to look after certain people or whatnot, because he's a mercenary. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I wouldn't call him technically a treasure hunter, but in circumstances, he would be. You see what I mean?
Mm. I'm with you on that. I would just personally put him in the category of adventurer, honestly.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, okay.
So now, artifacts that he has come across. The artifacts are basically the fucking mummies he's come across, basically.
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, that's probably the biggest shit right there you can think of next to the Ark of the Covenant or the Dial of Destiny. You're dealing with an undead fucking human being.
Good point.
But next is Benjamin Gates, the National Treasurer.
Oh, right, Nick Cage. Right.
Yeah, Nick Cage. Yeah.
So I'm going to find everyone's treasure tonight.
Treasure. That's just what you are. You are my shiny star.
I would assume everybody here. I would assume everybody here has watched National Treasure 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
No.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm disappointing people again.
God damn! No. I thought we were going to have unanimous.
No, I'm sorry. That absolutely did not appeal, but you know what? I'd be interested to give it a look now.
It's actually enjoyable, my friend. He's not.
It really is.
Okay.
He's not overdoing it like he did later in his later movies.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's because he didn't give a shit later in his later movies.
You know what it was?
Motherfucker's rich. You know, he doesn't care.
It's because of the taxes. That's why he started making all these movies and not giving a fuck. He owed so much in taxes. That's why he was just doing all that bullshit. I think National Treasure was like the last movie he gave a damn because he's like, oh, okay, this is real money. Until he realized the National Treasure was the fact that he ain't got no bread when he get home.
Well, I guess he...
that almost went over my head. I was like, wait a minute.
It didn't get over Nick Cage's head. That nigga was like, shit, how much am I in the hole? God damn it.
Oh my God.
I guess he just wanted to find some rockets.
So... Yeah.
His money was the only thing going in 60 seconds.
was it between a rock and a hard place?
You know it.
Oh my God.
His money was leaving Las Vegas.
He didn't have to face off the IRS, I'll tell you that.
He found out he was a ghostwriter.
They just keep on rolling.
How long can you go with fucking Nick Cage titles?
I don't know. We might have to find that shit flying on Con Air.
Well, he'll be busy raising Arizona, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. While he's raising it, he's just often finds himself moonstruck. Just saying.
Even though he'll be flying with a broken arrow.
Yeah, but he damn sure kicked, but he kicked ass, didn't he?
winner.
Okay, so Benjamin Gates, treasure hunter, yes or no? I'll make this easy. Just yes or no. Is he or isn't he?
I would say historian.
Mm-hmm.
A treasure hunter, only in the context of saving someone else. If I gotta go steal this shit to help out my boys, I'll do it. The president, whatever, chasing me, I don't care. That's a real nigga right there.
For real. You got the fucking Secret Service and everything chasing your ass, and you don't right. give a shit? Just so you can clear your name? Okay.
I would say he's more of a historian than anything else. His family were treasure hunters, but they were more along the lines of just trying to, again, preserve. He's so late with it, but he got it.
He got it, though.
You know why he got it? Because he's a family man. Sorry.
Oh! I'm going to have to face off with him later.
Better check the weather. The weatherman is in.
Oh, God. I can't. Oh, shit. Anyway.
I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming, Al. Because I'm gone in 60 seconds.
Now, do you think he is a danger to his colleagues?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go with yes.
Not purposely, but yeah.
Not purposely. Fuck, bro.
And out of the... I would have to say some of the artifacts that he's found are extremely important. Oh, yeah. More than most.
Right on.
I mean, yeah.
What you think?
I ain't going to have this motherfucker get out of bed to go find somebody's granddaddy's watch or some shit. But no, he's usually on point with finding.
Stuck up the ass.
You got the watch up his up ass. His ass.
He died of dysentery.
What a way to go.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. What was it? The first one was the... What was the first thing that he was looking for?
The I think the treasure of the Templars.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Yes.
I forgot the second one. I completely forgot the second one.
The second one.
He was clearing his family's name.
Yeah. That was the second one.
Yeah. Okay. So, last but not least, mm-hmm. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, the captain.
So,
always with the finger movements.
So,
well, I mean, counting the treasure that he lost out on.
Captain Jack Sparrow, go ahead. It looks like you're about to say something.
He's a pirate, so obviously he's a treasure hunter.
That's true.
You know, he was just misfortunate because he knew a lot of shit, but nobody believed him.
That's true.
Because he always did backhand deals with people.
Indeed.
Would you claim that he is a successful treasure hunter?
I don't believe so.
He's an unsuccessful, successful treasure hunter.
Yeah.
Don't give us that double standard. Why?
But why? Because that's exactly how it works out for him. He got the Black Pearl, and he lost the Black Pearl. He found the treasures of Barbossa, but then all that shit had to be gone. Or he'll get it, and then the ship sinks. It's always something. He's on some Nathan Drake shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... He can't avoid disaster as well as, like, you know, other people who he's, like, you know, betrayed and backstabbed. I mean, he's always got beef with somebody. That's another, like, issue and a big interference.
Indeed.
The only thing he finds is trouble, not treasure.
Well done. I like that.
Well, Al, that doesn't even make sense.
What did you say? He got the knowing
and the rock. Oh, meaning like he's got the basketball.
No, I know that. But he ain't knowing nothing because of the rock in his head.
Fucking hate you.
Anyway.
I quit today. I put my 2 weeks in.
Wait, what?
I quit the show. I put my 2 weeks in.
I quit the show. We're shutting down the studio.
I want you to give me a breast milk from a Cambodian immigrant.
So would you call him trustworthy?
Absolutely not.
Not at all. No. The only thing you could trust on Jack is the fact that Jack is going to do some stupid shit. Mm.
Trust that Jack will always be Jack.
Yes.
That's true.
Because again, he always did backhanded deals. Even when he was trying to be cool with people,
right?
He was still giving them the backhand deal.
Exactly.
And then as soon as he got what he wanted, he was like, "All right, thanks for the ride. I'm out."
And some people he kind of got them killed in most ways too.
Yes.
The smartest thing he ever did was in the first one where. He knew that nigga's gonna kill me, so he made sure he took that fucking gold piece so that way he could be cursed. And then when he didn't die, they were like, "Oh, this motherfucker's good." That's how you knew and the audience and everybody in the movie, like character wise, knew this nigga was legit. He may have been stupid, but he was legit.
Yep.
Gotcha. He says, show my shit, but just shit. All he says is, he was on the City of Angels. We talking. I'm not going to blast all this shit now. He was on the City of Angels. Looking for a sorcerer's...
Why is he so late? Why is he still talking about Nick Cage?
Yeah, if you wanted to be on the show, maybe your ass shouldn't have lost your voice, you bitch. How about that for buried treasure? Go find your voice, fuck. I love you.
Yeah, that way if you say anything, we'll see it. So what I'm assuming all of you have seen Pirates then.
Oh yeah, except for the last one.
Yeah, I'll be good for the last one.
Okay, so what would you consider your favorite artifact that he's found?
Black Pearl. The Curse of the Black Pearl. It had to be the best one. Everything else in correspondence after that was very good. But that was the main one where you're like, oh, shit. Even he said... His whole demeanor in that fucking movie. He's like, you must be the worst pirate I've ever heard of. He's like, yes, but you have heard of me.
I like that. That was a dope line.
I mean, that makes sense, yes.
He knew he was trash, but he's like, listen, I may fuck up, but I'm going to get fine. I'm going to be all right.
I'm not the one that said you were late. These motherfuckers said you were late. So.
Buttons.
Here's the big question then. Who would you consider out of everyone in this list the best treasure hunter in pop culture?
Easy. I would basically place it against the motherfuckers who didn't die or close to die.
That's all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but really, choose one. See if you can choose one.
The best one out of all. I mean, you know what? I can't like
only in your opinion.
Your opinion.
I need you to pick one.
I'm gonna have to go with the classic Indiana Jones, man.
Same.
Ditto.
Damn, unanimous.
Holy you know why? Shit.
Why is that?
You know why? When it came to putting up the muster of all these treasure hunters versus Indiana Jones, they all had one thing in common. No ticket. Thank you. Man. I'll be here all week because I'm unemployed.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yo. Yeah, man. Team Indy all the way, though. Yeah, Team Indy.
That's hilarious. thank you for that. And you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, right here, Indiana Jones.
Number one.
Henry Jones Jr., number one.
That's right. So we forget. He's like, the chair's on fire, now the floor.
Dad, what?
It's like, the floor's on fire, now the chair.
All right.
Well, what about South Dakota Smith?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, well, if that's the case, what about Durango Doug? That's the case.
Oh my
Louisiana God. Larry.
Oh wait, not Durango Doug. What was his name?
Briscoe County Jr.
No. What was Doug's alter ego who was like Indiana Jones?
I don't know.
Because he had one.
Yes, Doug.
When you said South Dakota Smith, I was like, wait a minute. Wait, no, that's
I think that might have been it.
South Dakota Smith?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
Doug. Indiana.
Thank you, Google, for fucking listening to me.
That's right. Race Canyon? What?
Oh yeah, Race Canyon. That's what it was.
Oh shit.
I thought it was I was thinking of Race Bannon, but yeah, that's Johnny Quest.
Oh yeah.
South Dakota Smith is actually on Scooby Doo.
You're South Dakota Smith.
He's the cousin of the famous archaeologist North Dakota Smith.
Yo.
But anyway.
I can't.
It's what I always feared. That's what I always feared. My childhood was trash.
Okay. So, without further ado, unless any other new business is coming up from anybody else? No? No? Bueller? Okay.
I think the only thing was that Oppenheimer was fucking dope.
Yo.
Yes, the hell it was. Saw it last night. Amazing.
So we saw it in IMAX, son.
Okay. So dare yes. I say Oppenheimer was the bomb?
Ah, should have seen it coming.
Oh, I saw it coming.
Did you just kick me out?
I didn't kick you out, no. Oh shit! Yeah, Oppenheimer was the shit though.
It really was.
Yeah.
It went from like documentary to House of Cards and like that.
I believe it.
The betrayal was so real, but it was so damn juicy. Brilliant.
Did you know that across like overseas they CGI covered Florence Pugh nude scene?
No.
Yeah. In China, they put like a black dress. They CGI'd a black dress over her.
Oh, so they pulled the Tenchi Muyo.
Yeah.
Oh, China, why you hate? Oh.
Cause man, China has dignity of apparently.
No.
Well, it's also like in other countries like Saudi and shit like
that too. Places where they don't show the woman like that.
Yeah, so.
They
did that with Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. There was like a couple like pride flags and stuff like that.
Movie.
And they actually deleted them or changed them in the final cut.
Gotcha.
Leave it to China to cover up two things. Niggas and fucking boobies. Because John Boyega was John Boy Baba in the Star Wars cover. And Black Panther, they kept his helmet on. They said, T'Chahu. I'm surprised they even showed Chadwick Boseman in the movie. They probably just put a Black Panther head on him for the whole hour. China.
It was so dirty.
It was.
Wowzers.
What? All right, sir. Do you want to take us out?
Put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for coming on to another episode of True Story, bro. We provide you with this content, and we know you enjoy it. And if you continue to enjoy it, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment. Who the fuck is drilling something?
Sorry about that. I'm
done. feel free to follow us on our Instagram at Official True Story Bro. Also, feel free to check us out on the Twitters at @official_TSBP. Feel free to check us out on our Twitch, where one of us on here will be playing on the video game side of Twitch at twitch.tv official True Story Bro. Make sure you check out and enjoy all your horror needs brought to you by these gentlemen and a lady who's not here, Echo Ninja, Crimson Adams, and The Man Has No Nickname, and follow them on Saturday Night Nightmare for all your horror needs. Saturday Night Nightmare, no S, except for Saturday. Fool. also, check out Saturday Night Nightmare because they now have their own channel. If you were not hip to this news, then you've been living under a rock, and I apologize. Go to www.youtube.com/@Saturday Night Nightmare, no S, except for the Saturday. make sure you check out The nigga has no voice and the man has no nickname for the next time they start talking about wrestling. We won't know what special guest comes up on the show, but we know it's going to be interesting. Check out our boys at Bros at Ringside for all your wrestling news in sports entertainment. And if you're thirsty, as thirsty as I, after a long day of podcasting, feel free to go to www.drillwildbills. Remember that shit? somebody didn't fucking check the spell check. I said go to www.drinkwildbills.com and use our promo code TrueStoryBro for not 5, but 10% off. That's 5 and then 5 again. 10% off.
Yay.
So you can get your thirst quenched at your house, at a con, wherever Wild Bills is sold. Be there or be bold. Wild Bill Soda, no bull, just bills. There you go. And don't forget to check out our merch shop and buy our faces. Yeah. Go to true-story-bro.creator-spring.com.
We just need to bounce and ball on that shit.
Exactly. I had to change it up a little bit.
The way you were singing it just reminded me of that fucking old 70s thing from like Channel 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yo.
You stumped me because I don't remember that shit at all. And I remember. I remember a lot. I don't remember the fuck you just said, though.
Really? You don't remember that? Nah.
I don't.
I'm surprised.
We're going to talk about that after the stream.
That's
Oh.
Just remember, when your bank says no,
champion says yes.
Exactly.
Oh, but before we go, also, for anybody here, did anybody here see the ending to Secret Invasion?
I did.
Not yet.
God damn
it. Oh, yeah.
Normally I'm right on that.
Maybe after he watches it, we could have like a little like maybe like half hour special.
No, we will. Yeah,
to talk about the invasion.
So watch it soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna watch after the show.
Okay. All right. So you go ahead and watch it. I'm just gonna do my quick thing about it. I expected more.
Me too.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah. It had the appeal of what it was basically branded to be.
Sure.
And it dropped. It had, to me, even though I still like the show, it had the same feel as Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. It had
the same feel as actual Hawkeye. Yeah. I haven't been disappointed with the ending since Ms. Marvel. Yeah, I said it.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and now her old girl was like, "Yo, I want to get a second season, another season to Let Me Down." All I gotta say is,
it's the writer's fault, though.
Yeah, but that director knew what the fuck he saw.
It's the writers and the director.
The writer's director. I'm all them niggas are unsanctioned.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I give all the writers their due, but damn. They fucked up this guy.
He's right. Still not in Jersey City. I know. It was in a parallel Earth, not Jersey City.
I feel it's just stop
ruining my finales.
They're not taking the leap that they grow up, that they grow to. Like, I thought they were gonna go somewhere completely different with this ending of Secret Invasion, but like every single show that they've had on Disney Plus, they cut everything. They cut all the good shit out that makes the story better just for a quick finale.
My thing is, because they're Marvel, what they should do is, with the exception of Origin, because them niggas botched that too. My thing is this: if it's the last episode, double it. If you know we're giving 30 minutes, give us more. Give us a whole hour to wrap things up. Because it's the ultimate episode. Let us get something. Don't give me some half-ass shit. tell me it's the best thing I'm ever going to eat in my life, and then you give me gruel from Oliver Twist or some shit. Stop my balls.
Can I have another?
Yeah, I need another second helping of bullshit. Because I enjoyed it, but then it's like, that's it? I could have done something else. I could watch something else for the same price as whatever the fuck it is inside.
Yeah.
I feel like their direction for a lot of these things that they're having now is that they're kind of like showing us a glimpse of what's to come, but they're cutting everything short so that way they can build on the things that they know that they're going to stick with. Like Loki has to give us more information on Kang the Conqueror. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, that shit's gonna go far.
No.
Because Quantumania was not good.
It wasn't.
But you know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, he didn't do much in the movie." I said, "Yeah, because that was one of his fucking
variants.
Yeah, it was one of his variants, and all the other variants are basically getting ready to meet up. Plus, you have Loki that's going to get into more of who Kang the Conqueror is. You know what I'm saying? Because he's supposed to be the big bad. I had this conversation with someone the other day, and they were like, well, that makes no sense because, like, when they brought Thanos out, and I was like, Thanos was thought of in the very fucking beginning, though.
Yep.
And they gave us glimpses of him throughout all of the movies until finally they were like, here he goes, here he is, ready to fuck shit up.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he bodied four niggas in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then they were like, all right, here's your movie.
like, and not just regular people. He bodied the powerhouses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He bodied Thor. He bodied the Hulk. Shit.
He bodied Heimdall and he bodied Loki.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Quick.
Like, nothing had, like they were nobodies.
Yep.
Facts.
Now, if he could do that, just imagine. People were like, damn, imagine what he could do to everybody else. And we saw it.
my nigga came out like he was working for Popeyes. He handed out pieces and biscuits. he gave the Hulk a 9-piece, no biscuit. He said, sit your ass down. Biscuits aren't ready yet.
Loki was the one who got the biscuits.
That's true.
Loki was like, Popeyes biscuits.
He got the biscuits.
Give me a drink. Give me a drink. Ah!
He got the biscuits in the jam. He was like, He's like, now here's the jam.
He got the strawberry biscuit with the chicken tender in the middle. But anyway, thank you guys for watching. Like, share, subscribe, all that cool shit. We will see you next time. Peace.
Badoo, badoo, bye.